Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for my dear, dear friend Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. Of course, she has other great daughters as well. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to our special show today on Mother's Day, a celebration. Today we have a very joyful celebration honoring mothers, motherhood, and maternal bonds. It is also a great time to celebrate and honor grandmothers. Listen to our uplifting show today in which author Beverly Nadler and your host, success coach Joyce Barry, take delight with their favorite poems, quotes, and jokes. Share this show with your moms, your children, and anyone else that has a child or a mother. Welcome to the show today, Beverly Nadler, awesome mother of three fabulous children.
Hi, Joyce.
so nice to be on your show, and it is just delightful that every year you take the time from one of your, or more, two of your shows to honor mothers. I think that's wonderful. Of course, every day you're honoring something or someone with this amazing show. So thank you again for having me on this show since you began it, what, 7 years ago?
Eight.
Wow.
Eight delightful years ago.
Incredible. Awesome.
And yes, we are doing it for 2 days. We're going to celebrate today, focusing on, you know, the kind of fun things, quotes, jokes, poems, things of that nature. And tomorrow we'll celebrate some moms and their children. I know you have three daughters. I always talk about one because Denise, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, is a dear friend of mine. I never look at her, talk to her, or think of her as your daughter. I think of her as your sister. You're so young in spirit, and she's so old in her wisdom. Welcome, Dr. Denise.
I had a feeling you were going in that direction when you said she was so old. She was so young, you would say I was so old. But I appreciate the acknowledgments.
But and with I also, you, I say it from endearment and love and respect and admiration and appreciation.
Yeah, and it's not something new for me, actually. Since I was a young, very young girl, there was sort of that old soul kind of nature to my personality. And as I've matured, I've actually worked on lightening it up and putting more of the childlike nature that I didn't have as much of when I was younger.
And I do believe you were that way because you must have been a child prodigy. So, I mean, we come from people in our generation. Age is just a number. And for myself, it's an unlisted number. So your mother is totally ageless, very young in heart and mind and spirit. And as I said, you're so old in your wisdom and your expertise and your savvy and all that you are and all that you can be, you just have so much to offer. And I say the apple falls not far from the tree.
Exactly. I believe that because my mother would shine a light in a direction of for my own learning and my own desire to understand so many of the things about life that I have cultivated through the years, that I've developed what we would now be able to call a wisdom.
Now it's wisdom. That's very cute. Very cute. And I have to say, you are my favorite singer as well. Yes, I like you better than Barbara. I like you better than Dion. I like you better than Madonna. Maybe I'm prejudiced, but all your songs are so inspirational, so uplifting. That you have the voice of an angel, and I love angels.
Well, I appreciate that. All three of the ones you mentioned have had influences on my own love for singing and songwriting throughout. Although Madonna is the only one of those three, I think, that writes her own songs. Barbara, I grew up with Barbara because of my mom loving her, and Celine Dion, you know, a very powerful voice as I was, you know, just developing my interest and my palette for music, and Madonna was just a, you know, an very unique person on the music scene. So I thank you for saying all three of those.
Well, it is true that when you sing, it just goes through my whole mind, body, and spirit. And as you know, I don't recommend, endorse anything that isn't real for me with all integrity. I'm just checking if we have a mother here on the line because it's an anonymous call in the studio. Hello there, anonymous. Are you a mom?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
I'm on an anonymous line, so I don't know who it is.
No, but can you hear my voice? Is that who you're
yes.
hearing me?
Yes, who's on the
oh,
line?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I forgot to decode my phone. It's Lauren. I'm not a mother. I'm Beverly's other daughter.
And your line is blocked. I just took a chance because of my instincts. Lauren, welcome, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. I always talk about Dr. Denise because we know each other so well. You're someone I'd love to get to know, but time and space hasn't let that happen.
Well, we've met a few times. I've been on the show talking about something other than the subjects that my mom and Denise talk about because I'm in a very different profession. I apologize for not uncoding my phone. I always forget.
That's okay. No apology necessary. So I don't know what your schedule is like today. You're always, from what I hear, you're always overbooked, overwhelmed, all of the above. So perhaps we should start with you. So you got to go when you got to go.
Well, let me first say hello to my two daughters. I would like to say hello and thank you so much for coming on this show because it's just delightful. I know I speak to you well. Of course, I see Denise and I speak to Lauren on Mother's Day and Friday nights, but it's just delightful to hear you both on the show. So thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Mom.
Of course.
Good morning.
Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Hi.
I mean, for me, it's like an ungodly hour, but, you know, you're my mom and you're on the radio, so hello.
So, Lauren, let me ask you this. What is special about your mom? I could answer that in a five-hour show as my friend, what's special. What is special about mom as a mother?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, it would be pretty much endless. I mean, my mom, you know, I find out more and more from different people that I interact with and even being a teacher and having teens that I work with, that my mom is like one of the most unconditional people in the entire world. I mean, and one of the most important things in her world is that the people that she loves and even beyond that are healthy and safe. And so she's a really, oh my goodness, she's like just a really loving, nurturing, helpful, 100% accountable, there for you. And I mean, there's nothing like where the nutrition is concerned. There's no move that I make without consulting, you know, with her wisdom and her knowledge. And she's done more research from a place of like absolute love and unconditional love than anybody I know to try and keep her family healthy in a passionate way that almost neglects herself. And that, of course, we don't want. But She's massively proactive and like the Ever Ready Bunny, tireless. I mean, what can I say? I love my mommy. She's amazing, just amazing, actually.
I just want to underscore one word you said out of everything you said, and that's unconditional, because as we've been best friends for decades, so I know how unconditional. We're two strong-willed people, and we've learned a long time ago to agree when we disagree, and no matter what, if there's an issue between us, it shifts within minutes, so I agree with you about that.
Yeah, I mean, she's Mommy, directly,
I'm choked up, and there are tears in my eyes, and I can't talk.
No, of course you can talk. That's your specialty.
Thank you. No, it's you know, we have a good relationship. But you know, when you hear things about yourself that are so loving, it is. It's an emotional thing, so thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. I am so glad that we have the relationship that we have.
Yeah, you're pretty unmatched, Mommy. So that's a good.
And
job.
I want to say, out of all the mutual people we know, I have never ever heard one unkind word about you, Beverly. There's never been anyone that had a problem with you or didn't like something. You are just the people's people. You're very diplomatic. You're very professional. You're very caring. You're very nurturing. So everybody loves you, even those that are not your kids.
True.
Thank you.
And a lot of people who don't even know her.
Right, and to know her is to love. Lauren, thank you for bopping in on this ungodly hour. And speaking of this ungodly hour, we have another phenomenal mom here who loves you too, Beverly, but we love her as well. Janice, thank you for joining our Mother's Day show.
Well, thank you for having me here and getting a chance to give a couple of shout-outs to wonderful Beverly Nadler. And you know I always like to get up to hear what Beverly has to say. And I know
I don't have much to say today. Today I am listening. I have things to say, but the Showfather show has basically been a tribute to me, and I'm a bit overwhelmed. So
it's
wonderful.
Yeah, there's so much wonderfulness coming out of you, and that you ooze it. And you know, speaking of mothers, and obviously you are a fantastic mother. You raised your three beautiful daughters, and you know, luckily for me, I've gotten to meet two of them, and one of them got to know personally, and it's just been a blessing. Yeah, truly a blessing. And you know, it's all about you gave the love, you gave the attention, and by giving unconditionally, as everyone is using that word, and it's a very important word, you know, giving without expecting anything back is unconditional love, and you are the epiphany of that, and we are all blessed to know you.
Well, Janice, I have to return this to you because I have not personally met your two sons, but they have been on the show, and I've heard from you, and I've met you, and you are also an incredible mom. And I've never had sons, so I don't know what it's like to raise sons. I just get the feeling it might even be more difficult than raising daughters. But I would like to extend the same feeling that you gave about me to you. You're always doing for them. You're always so proud, and you have so much reason to be proud of them. And I understand you are a wonderful cook, so you are making their lives pleasant, and it's wonderful. And being a mom, you know, it's not an easy task, and I am grateful that I raised my kids not now, because I think it's much more difficult for moms today with so much going on and so many things pulling the attention of their children and just a lot of things that are going on that weren't happening. I know when I was raising my girls, and possibly I know your sons are younger than mine, but not as much going on when you were raising them either.
Very true. I wasn't the mother that was going to allow them to be on a technical device nonstop. So, yes.
I just want to say it's funny because this show is taking a different direction than I had anticipated, but I always go with the flow. Tomorrow is the day I want to acknowledge moms and their kids. Janice, I was going to call you later. I figured 2 days in a row to get up early is pushing it a bit. So that's the show I want to do tomorrow. If your sons are available, if you're available, it will be more focused on that. Today I wanted to focus on quotes, jokes, all kinds of celebratory things. So I want to thank you for jumping in again. Your time zone, Lauren's time zone, it's a bit of a stretch, and I get that, and I thank you. But I will talk to you later to see if you're available for the acknowledgement show.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
For jumping on.
I know that Janice appreciates our shows. I know she does what she can to listen. But Beverly, when you're on, come hell or high water, she will get on to hear you, no matter what.
I truly appreciate that. I truly do. And I appreciate you. We don't see each other, but I consider you a dear friend.
Okay, so moving along here, Beverly, did you want to start with something light? I know since you said you're very emotional, so is there anything you want to start with, or do you need to catch your breath after hearing tributes like that?
I don't need to catch my breath, but I know Denise is on the show, and I know she may have something that she wants to share before I get into the reasons for Mother's Day and jokes and stuff like that.
No, we'll come back to your great kids. We'll come back. But since I promoted this show as a fun show with all the things we want to share, so I didn't expect to start like that, and they were on early. So I'll definitely come back to my buddy Denise, I promise. But I want to get to the heart of the show that we had said would happen today, the fun stuff.
Well, first I want to tell people how Mother's Day started. I was surprised. I don't know if other people are familiar with this. There was a woman named Ann Reeves Jarvis, and she arranged Mother's Friendship Day in West Virginia back in the 1860s, and she had a surprisingly serious purpose. She was a social activist and a mother of 13. Can't even imagine that. And she hoped that a special day would quiet the seething animosity between the Union and Confederate soldiers. And that was her reason for promoting this, because she felt it was a time, if people were honoring and sharing love, this would end the anger that was at the end of the Civil War. And then her daughter carried it on after she died. In 1905, she made it a mission to take Mother's Day national. And she never had any children. But you would say that Mother's Day was her baby. And she campaigned for years against what she saw as its commercialization. She didn't succeed in that. She felt that the candy and the cards and everything was much too much commercialization. But nevertheless, She worked at this. What she was saying was, if the American people were not willing to protect Mother's Day from the hordes of money schemers that would overwhelm it, then we should cease having a Mother's Day. That was her idea. However, that didn't happen, because President Thomas Woodrow Wilson, he was known as Thomas to his family, by the way, he made Mother's Day a national holiday in 1914, 26 years after his mother's death.
Well, I read up on Anna Jarvis as well. It says it was celebrated for the first time in 1908. Then she campaigned to make it an official holiday. And previous attempts at establishing Mother's Day in the U.S. sought to promote peace by means of honoring mothers who lost or were at risk of losing their sons to war. So, yes, she was the champion of Mother's Day. And, well, she had 13 kids. I guess she was thinking that things would be cheaper when you get to 13, like the baker's dozen.
I don't know about that, but I didn't know until I recently found this out, and I thought very interesting how that happened, because we know that Mother's Day is when the phones are tied up. It is the busiest day of the year for phone calls, and this is all around the globe. Of course, Mother's Day started in America, but now it is a global holiday. Not necessarily celebrated the same day. In Mexico, they celebrate it on May 10th, and it's one of the biggest holidays south of the border for restaurants and mariachi bands. Families actually hire bands in advance just to perform for mom, and children rouse her in the morning with the traditional song, which I hope I pronounce, La Mananitas, to let her know that the show is going to happen. So it's a big holiday. And the French used to give medals to their mothers, particularly for the mothers of sons who had perished in World War I. I don't believe they're still doing that now, but they were giving medals at the time in this 1920, they said, presenting women who had 5 children with a bronze medal. Mothers of 8 got silver. And those with 10, my goodness, got a gold medal.
I just want to share a few of my most inspiring Mother's Day quotes. And I have countless quotes, but these really touched me. Rudyard Kipling said, God cannot be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. Theodore Hesburgh said, the most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. Abraham Lincoln, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Antonio Villaraigosa said, I got to grow up with a mother who taught me to believe in me. And Robert Browning, on motherhood, all love begins and ends there. So, Beverly, with all that you're up to, your books, your poetry, your radio shows, your research, I'm guessing that your favorite endeavor is that you are a mother.
And my favorite endeavor today, I wouldn't say, is that I am a mother. This is now so much a part of who I am, I can't even imagine being without my kids. But when they were younger, I can't even think of a time when we were doing something that it was not important to me to find out what they wanted. And when they would say, well, what do you want to do? Whatever you want. And it was really true. I wasn't just saying it. My pleasure and joy came from finding what they wanted to do, and that was pleasurable for them. And that, of course, was my major role. But I was always involved to some degree in something else. With my husband, I worked with him in his chiropractic practice, and later as time went on, I started really studying philosophy, psychology, personal development, not only for myself, but so that we could improve everyone's life in the family. That was very important to me. At the time, I wasn't thinking of it as a career, which it ultimately became, but it was so that we would really understand each other and appreciate each other and fulfill the loving needs that we each had. So a lot of my studies were based on it and geared to wanting to make motherhood and childhood for my kids and fatherhood for my husband much better, much happier.
Wow. Awesome. What I wanted to share next is examples of Mother Knows Best by Ephraim Kahana, the subject being what my mother taught me. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. My mother taught me time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. My mother taught me about contortionism. When you look at that dirt on the back of your neck, my mother taught me about weather. That room of yours looks as if a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in the world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until you get home. My mother taught me about receiving. You are going to get it when you get home. My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And my mother taught me about justice. One day, you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. So I found that
very
rather
cute.
Amusing.
They're very cute. Yeah. I have some, they're quotes and kind of humorous. Some are more humorous than others, and some aren't really humorous, but they are very insightful. A mother may hope that her daughter will get a better husband than she did, but she knows her son will never get as good a wife as his father did. Most mothers aren't really interested in taking their weight off. They just want to rearrange it. Mothers can have a few minutes to themselves at the end of the day by doing the dishes. there's lots of cute things. Rejecting things because they are old-fashioned would rule out the sun and the moon and a mother's love. That I thought was quite lovely. And the joys of motherhood are never fully experienced until all the children are in bed.
Yes. And there is another joy as well, and that's the joy of listening to this show every day. And thanks to you, Beverly Nadler, and your awesome poem. You inspire people to listen to the show every day. And for those of you who haven't heard it, here in the words of Beverly Nadler is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com. And on the home page, right on the left side under my picture, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you will join the thousands of our followers who get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. So you need not miss any of our shows. When you can't join us at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, you can hear our shows in our archives 24/7 and you can download them. Beverly, I just want to share your website, BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R. She's so wise in so many ways, not just on being a mom, but on being an author, on being our health guru, and so much more. Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R.com. And keeping up with my promise on keeping the show fun, light, and delightful, let me give you some definitions. This is the Mother's Dictionary of Meanings. A dumb waiter is one who asks if the kids would care to order dessert. Feedback is the inevitable result when the baby doesn't appreciate the strained carrots. Full name is what you call your child when you're mad at him. Grandparents, the people who think your children are wonderful even though they're sure you're not raising them right. Hearsay, what toddlers do when anyone mutters a dirty word. Independent, how we want our children to be for as long as they do everything we say. Show off, a child who is more talented than yours. Top bunk, where you should never put a child wearing Superman jammies, and who done it? None of the kids that live in your house. So those are some mom's dictionary of meanings. Beverly, anything you want to add?
Well, I think that it's also a day of celebrating mother-in-laws, and it says, as it says, be kind to your mother-in-law because babysitters are expensive.
Good.
And the wife isn't always boss in the American home. Sometimes it's her mother. To the average husband, the blessed event is when his mother-in-law goes home from her visit. I must say, I was a nice mother-in-law. I didn't have any complaints.
Well, you're very diplomatic, always. Here are some more very cute short jokes. My friend Myron tells me last year on Mother's Day, the whole family got together for a big dinner. And afterward, when Mom started to clean up, I said to her, "Don't bother with those dishes, Mom. Today is Mother's Day. You can always do them tomorrow." It is 5 o'clock and the children are still alive. I've done my job. The child had his mother's eyes, his mother's nose, and his mother's mouth. That leaves his mother with a pretty blank expression. A woman came to ask the doctor if a woman should have children after 35. He said 35 children are enough for any woman. And little Johnny had finished his summer vacation and gone back to school. 2 days later, his teacher phoned his mother to tell her that he was misbehaving. "Wait a minute," she said. "I had Johnny with me for 3 months, and I never called you once when he misbehaved." So I am a big fan of short jokes, and those are some of my favorites on that score. Anything you want to say here, Beverly?
Anything I want to say here, I'd love to hear from my daughter, Denise. She's been on the show, and apparently she came on because she has something to say. So,
and I was going to do that, but I will honor your wishes. Go ahead, Denise. I was saving the best for last. Go ahead.
Well, I can continue to be here, but I'd like to share something from my mother's first child, who works at 7 o'clock in the morning and wasn't able to come on the show today, but did take the time to share some of her feelings, thoughts for my mom today, and I'll share that now. And if you want to come back to me later, that's fine. I'll be here.
Well, just to tell you what I was thinking, there's always a method to my madness. Your mom had gotten so emotional early on with the show, so I figured, fine, I'll leave that till later on and do the fun stuff. So that was my reasoning. But Mom wants to have you do it now, so you have my blessings. Go ahead.
Well, I'll share from Karen now, and if you want me to share something from me later, then we can do that, whatever you decide.
See, you are so diplomatic. That's the perfect compromise. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So from to my mom, from her daughter Karen, words cannot express the admiration I have for my mom. She has overcome so much, things that would have destroyed a lesser person, and she continues on. She is always learning, seeking things that will make life better for her family and the people in her lives. Her love for her family knows no bounds, as does my love for her. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yes, it is very nice to hear that. Thank you for sharing it. I will, of course, I know I'll be talking to Karen on Sunday, Mother's Day, which is, we always talk on Sunday. So, yeah, thank you. And thank you, Joyce, for allowing Denise to share that now, because I don't have as many. You know, I look at the things that I have, and they're not that funny. They're cute. There is one funny thing here. I think it's kind of funny. It says all mothers are physically handicapped because they only have two hands, meaning how much a mother does. And it is, in fact, I was reading about what it would cost if you hired someone to do what a mother does, and some company that estimated, it's called Insure.com, and they said their Mother's Day Index estimates that it would cost $67,619 a year to hire someone to do all the household tasks that mom does for free, like cooking and cleaning and kissing the boo-boos and everything else that mom do. And they said that's about as much as the average accountant makes.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I'm going to go move on now to some funny Mother's Day quotes. It's never easy being a mother. If it were easy, fathers would do it. Sam Levinson said, insanity is hereditary. You get it from your children. My favorite author, Anonymous, said, I'd like to be the ideal mother, but I'm too busy raising my kids. John J. Plum said, the one thing children wear out faster than shoes is parents. William Feather said, setting a good example for your children takes all the fun out of middle age. And back to Anonymous, my mother told me a million times not to exaggerate. Phyllis Diller, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them. So there are some very funny quotes. Okay, I don't mind. Now, Denise, just breaking it up, why don't you go ahead and share it now?
Okay. I wanted to ask first if my mom has this beautiful poem that she shared with me that she wrote last year.
Yes,
to
I
share.
Do.
Oh, okay. What it means to be a mother. What I wanted to share today is just two short things. The first one is about how I said before that people who don't even know my mother, you know, love, respect her, want to know her. Part of the reason why is I've had the opportunity to and privilege to teach in different parts of the world, and as a result, it's impossible for me to teach on certain subjects or talk about certain subjects without mentioning my mom's influence on my life. Three of the big areas are of health and wellness, as well as the mind, and also universal laws. And just a little over a year ago, I had the opportunity to go to Mount Monterey, Mexico, to teach a program for about 200 or so students. And when I was preparing for that, I was really working to make sure that I put together a very concise program, because it was going to be translated simultaneously, and it's really important when you work with translators in different countries that your work is very clear, because if they're translating you and you're not clear, they're not going to be clear. So in my when I was looking at the area for teaching on universal laws, I was having a really hard time, and I, in tears, I came to my mother. I said, I don't know how I'm going to present this so that they really get it, and that I make the impact that I want to make. And she started to talk to me about it, and what she said is, you know what, let me just write something down, because what I wanted was to be able to present it and open it up so that people were enthusiastic about learning about universal laws in a very simple and concise way. And my mother wrote a piece, and she took out a piece of paper, she hand wrote on that piece of paper, and I took that piece of paper with me to Mexico. And when I introduced the piece of paper that I was going to introduce the topic to the audience, they started to clap and cheer before I even read it. But afterwards, they had a prolonged, enthusiastic, inspiring ovation for what I read. And probably the most amount of comments that people gave to me personally was how inspired, touched, and moved they were by my mother's willingness to not only sit down and put her wisdom on a piece of paper so that they could learn from her, but the fact that I could bring that piece of paper of her handwritten information and share it with them so that they could benefit from her knowledge. So I wanted to share that piece, because sometimes my mom doesn't realize the impact that she makes on people and how she touches people's lives even when she's not there. And it happens all the time, even when she or I don't know about it.
That was very moving indeed.
Thank you. Yes, okay. So now there's tears in my eyes again.
Me? Does Joyce know okay. best or what? I said there was a method to my madness. Back to you, Denise. What does she leave notes at other times as well? That's so awesome that it was in her handwriting and all of that.
Yes, actually, it's really interesting. Funny that you would ask. My mom will talk to me and about things that she wants to share with me, or if she sees I'm having a challenge with something, she'll open up a conversation. But through the years, when she's inspired to do so, and maybe we haven't had the opportunity to talk, or maybe she just feels like it's really important for me to see something in writing, she will leave me a note in handwriting that only a daughter could interpret.
Right.
But,
I get it.
Yes, I have handwritten notes from my mom to inspire me and to, you know, offer me guidance, and just to make sure that I get the words and I read the words and I hear them from in my heart, because they're coming from her heart. So, yes, indeed, she is a note writer and a note leaver.
And a poem writer and research. She's always writing, yet she always has time for our show every week, and I know the hours she puts into it when she's not on the air, so I want to acknowledge that. So was there anything else you wanted to say? And we'll have her read her poems at the end. Her poems are always at the end.
Well, I was going to actually say that about my mom, that whenever she's preparing for a show or any, you know, she really puts in such time and care. She wants to make sure that she not only brings new information to people, but that it's in a way that they can take hold of it and use it in their life. And that's been one of her gifts. She writes and speaks in a way that you can learn a new concept, but actually put it into your life. It's not just some out there new concept, that she has the ability to communicate in a way that people get it and grab it and can use it, which is a beautiful way to carry on the teachings and touch people's lives. There was one other thing. Actually, there's one other thing, but there's one thing that I want to say that will be unexpected, and I wanted to say this to you, Joyce, that you are a mom in so many ways that what the non-traditional mom, meaning moms are ones that give birth to children, but what you do is you nurture and care about every person that is part of your life and part of your show, and you do your mothering in your show by caring and communicating and making a difference, which is really a quality of a mother. So in case nobody has ever said this to you, or maybe they have, I just felt inclined to want to share that and say that to you, that you touch many children's lives by touching many people's lives with your nurturing and loving and caring motherly ways.
That was very kind of you to say. And as someone who never had children in the traditional or untraditional sense, I always call this radio show my baby. So that share of yours just now about feeling that way, I do. I call it my baby, and it is my way of bringing whatever gifts and talents I have into the world. So thank you for that, Dr. Denise. That was awesome.
And the
now
one
I'm getting emotional.
Okay. So now I'll just go back to my mom now. I wanted to say that to you because I felt it, and it was important because this is a Mother's Day show, so to reflect that back to you. And the final thing that I wanted to share is that a number of years, and you know this, or I'm sure you're aware of this, that a number of years ago I was inspired to write a song, and a song called She Said. It was specifically to share with whoever decided to have one of my CDs or my music in their life, the lesson of what I've learned from my mother. And it talks about how I've asked her questions about
hold
life.
That thought. I'm going to cut you off right now.
Okay. A cool summer evening. Back in 1973, the darkened sky staring back at me, looking out my window, holding my blanket tight. Mom came in to kiss me goodnight. With a tear in my eye, I told her my fear. Where am I going? How did I get here? She sat down beside me,
Denise, am I on the ball or what?
Now it's my turn to get choked up.
Yes,
I
had no
remember.
Idea that was coming, but
yeah.
I have all your songs in my audio here in the studio. I just love them, and I play them often on all different shows because I'm always moved by your songs, by you, by your mom. So I still have a lot to cover in the last few minutes. Did you just want to say one last thing?
Well, thank you for providing an opportunity and a platform to share. There was lots of humor, which I really enjoyed. I had a good chuckle from both of you, and also to be able to express and share my love and appreciation for you and your show, and of course my love and appreciation for my mom. And we're going to get to be together on Mom's Day, but I say to my mom, I jokingly say to my mom, every day is Mom's Day, and of course every day is my day too, because I have my mom in my life.
Wow, how awesome is that? Just to keep moving along, because I did want to share some more very funny Mother's Day quotes. And then we have a poem or two from Beverly. But these are so cute. Calvin Trillin said, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." Buddy Hackett, "My mother's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it. A Chinese proverb, there's only one pretty child in the world and every mother has it. Irma Bombeck, when my kids became wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen. When they're finished, I climb out. Susan Savannah, if your kids are giving you a headache, follow the directions on the aspirin bottle, especially the part that says keep away from children. Peter DeVries, a suburban mother's role is to deliver children obstetrically once and by car forever. And finally, Lionel said, children are a great comfort in your old age, and they help you reach it faster, too. So I did want to share that, and, you know, I have all of that. I'll go back to Lauren for a moment. Lauren, is there anything else you wanted to share? Okay. Lauren is not there at the moment, so let's go back to you, Beverly. You said you had a poem, or Denise said you had a poem inspired by her.
Well, it was inspired by it's what it means to be a mother, but I have two comments before. First of all, your humor was great. The last ones were absolutely adorable. Also, this being your baby, that's what Denise and I actually discuss it, that this, the world, you are a mother to the world because this show is your baby. And that's why for us, when we're on the show and when I'm doing anything for the show, is to make it the best possible in order for you to be as proud as possible of your baby. So thank
and
you.
And you do that.
And thank you.
And you always do that. Denise always does that. My other guests, it just makes a mom proud.
Hey, hi, Denise. It's Denise. Can you know what? My sister is still there. I'm not sure why you couldn't hear her. Can you just check one more time to see if you can get her on?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Okay. Lauren, if you're there, come in.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, now
you
I can. I didn't hear anything before.
Okay. No. I think there was so much said and so much sentiment that was really stunning and beautiful. I don't know how I could possibly top that, but I just want to send love and kisses to my mom and to you as well, Joyce, for all the mom dedication that Denise gave to you. I would have to agree. And just love to all the moms out there.
Okay, thank you, Lauren, for that. I appreciate it. Okay, back to you, Beverly. You want to share the poem?
Is, as Lauren said, for all the moms out there. This is a poem for all of you. What it means to be a mother. What does it mean to be a mother? It's a labor of love like no other. Even before you give your child its name, you know your life will never be the same. You feel a surge of so much devotion, and from moment to moment, you have different emotions. Sometimes you worry and ache inside. Other times you are bursting with pride. You want to be a model person to make your children proud, while you give them as much freedom as can be allowed. For to keep them safe and protect them is every mother's dream, as you nurture them and help them build their self-esteem. You try to shield your children from fear and pain as you care for them and hug and love them so they know you're always there for them. You want them to explore and enjoy their creativity and feel loved and supported in their individuality. You hope they experience the many pleasures of life, even though they will always have problems and strife. You pray that as your children learn their life lessons, they are also showered with many blessings. You share with your children your vision, values, and inspiration, and hope they live with loyalty, trust, kindness, and appreciation. You want them to know the importance of spirituality and realize that with their mind, they can create their own reality. When your children are grown, it doesn't matter if you live far apart. Each child always has a special claim on your heart. Yes, being a mother is an awesome task, and may I always be worthy is all that I ask.
As always, you knocked it out of the ballpark. It's amazing. Your poetry, your daughter's singing, all original. It just really touches every part of my being, heart, and soul. Yes, we want to acknowledge mothers, mother-in-law. To me, the one I want to acknowledge specifically right here, right now, is my grandmother, of course, who passed many decades ago. So I wrote this original poem for her, Mrs. Gussie Vinetsky, and this was the poem I wrote. To Grandma the Queen, you are absolutely beautiful. You have everything but wealth. God gave you all that's good in life, and now he'll give you health. We marvel at your loveliness. You have such charm and grace, and all the goodness you have within reflects upon your face. You have character and integrity. You have dignity and poise. You have three daughters who worship you the same as your two boys. 10 grandchildren truly idolize you, and 7 great-grandchildren, too. A family filled with love and respect for the wonder that is you. God will bestow his blessings. His wonders will be seen. He will grant good health and long life to a magnificent lady, a queen. And I wrote that when she was being operated on, and she did recover from that and did live a while longer. The thing that touched me the most, which I would never, ever forget, is I just used to stand right up close to her, stare in her eyes, and tell her how much I loved her. And she said, you never have to say you love me. One heart feels the other. And I took this poem, put it in an envelope, and in the coffin, she was being buried, in the synagogue up to the coffin, I actually put this poem in her hand. So she still has it with her wherever she may be in heaven. So on that note, I want to thank you folks for tuning in and celebrating with us today. I'll have some moms on tomorrow, even though they don't know it yet. Things have been hectic. And talking about how this show is my baby, I just want to share this real quick. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends. And I also want to end with a prayer that I wrote for all of you. But before I do that, I just want to thank you, Beverly, not only for your brilliance, your kindness, your caring, your friendship, your great work every week, but you are one heck of a person to know and to love.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. And you know I feel that way about you. You know that. It is a like your grandma said, which is beautiful, one heart feels another. And I love that poem, by the way. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. And this is my special prayer for all of you. And thank you, Dr. Genesis, for making time out of your insane schedule to be here. And Lauren and Janice for getting up so early. I know that's the hardest part of your day, just to arrive. Wake up at this ungodly hour. Here's my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. It's time to ring out the old, bring in the new. May this be the year that all your dreams come true. So, folks, once again, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank and acknowledge all the moms, wherever you are in the world, the grandmothers, the mother-in-law. And as Dr. Denise aptly pointed out, people that have found one vehicle or another to bring forth their motherhood, and those feelings in every woman that you want to place somewhere out there. So, yes, my baby, my radio show. So, folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Do pay it forward. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
you'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.